Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
COVID-19 behind us? No. COVID-19, especially for those of us over 60 or over 70, is going to be with us for the rest of our time in the 21st century. What does that mean about vaccines? What does that mean about caution in the world? I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, a physician, a molecular biologist, the Glenn Swager Distinguished Fellow at the American Council on Science and Health, also the founding director of the FDA's Office of Biotechnology, because he educates me about what is to be done about COVID here and going forward for the balance of my time in the 21st century, and a vaccine. I have been very careful, as Henry has directed me, through this ordeal to get the vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer each time they become available to my age group, to where I am in the country. I've had 5 vaccinations now. I've remained healthy despite my travels during the depths of the pandemic before the vaccine and then travels after the vaccine. And I am one of the few I can imagine who's taken that path and never had, to my knowledge, COVID. And yet, vaccinations every 6 months seems unusual. I'm ready for it, but it's unusual. Dr. Miller, a very good evening to you. What is a universal vaccine? Is it possible? Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening, John. A universal vaccine is one that will protect against all variants of a given virus. And so contrary to what we've had to do with the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19, where we've had to adapt it from the original Wuhan variant to the new bivalent vaccine, which contains antigens from the Omicron variant. We have to keep adapting it, and that's the same as we have to do with flu, which is why we need flu shots that are formulated differently each year for the flu season. Now, there are a couple of ways to approach that, and both are being tried, although that has not worked for flu, although they've been trying for a long time. But coronaviruses are different, and there's been some success. So there's a group led by Professor Pamela Bjorkman at Caltech, which has taken the approach of taking surface proteins from various coronaviruses and putting them on a sort of scaffold to confer immunity as a vaccine to many varieties of coronavirus. And the analogy that I use for that is that it's like having the chassis of a car that has the frame and the motor, the wheels, and so on. And then onto that, you can put different bodies that make it, in effect, a different vehicle. So you can put a Mercedes body or a Toyota or a Volkswagen body on it. And that's sort of what they've done. They've taken different spike proteins and put it on a chassis that consists of proteins and a lipid that is fat particles called nanoparticles. And the antigens that they put on to the chassis, to the nanoparticle, were the spike protein from the original Wuhan virus plus 7 others. And when they tested this in animal models, they found that indeed it conferred immunity to all, not only to all of those antigens that had been inserted, but to other coronaviruses that were not represented in the vaccine, which is a good sign. So will it be completely universal for all newly appearing variants? We don't know that, but there is hope that it will protect against at least some or many of variants that will arise. There's a different approach that has been tried for flu, and that's to look for regions of the virus that tend not to mutate, that tend to be conserved over time, and to use that as the antigen, to use that as what's inserted on the chassis, if you will, and with the hope that because it's conserved, because it doesn't mutate in new variants as time goes on, that it would confer immunity to a very wide variety. One of the reasons that has not worked for coronaviruses is that for some reason the conserved regions are not very immunogenic and don't raise a high level of immunity. But the research goes on, and there are some clinical trials underway with a variety of vaccines, and we'll see how that comes out. One of the difficulties, of course, is that all of this takes time and money, and so we just need to wait and see.
Recalling trials, that means time needed, but a time that was not chosen when the first vaccines were developed in Operation Warp Speed. Is it a different scale of challenge for a universal vaccine that you can't move quickly, that you have to take? For example, Professor Borkman, you say it's in mice and monkeys, but they won't get to clinical trials until 2024. That seems very slow compared to Operation Warp Speed.
Well, it is, John, but remember, this is being done primarily at this point in academic laboratories and not by companies that have billions and billions of dollars to spend on it, plus, as in Warp Speed, a billion or more dollars from the government for these trials. The other thing is a subtle obstacle, and that's that when you do the clinical trials, you're testing the vaccine in one group of people and a placebo in another, and you're comparing how many become infected with various SARS-CoV-2 viruses in the two groups. But we're not seeing as many infections now as we did in 2020, and so it takes longer to get to a point where there's an unmistakable statistical difference between the two groups. So that's another problem. And remember that even under favorable conditions for doing the clinical trials in 2020, each of the vaccines was tested in more than 30,000 subjects. So this can't be done on a dime, either with respect to time or money.
And universal vaccine, that means one shot, one time, one lifetime? Or it means every 6 months and it covers a variety of viruses?
Well, we don't know that yet. It may be, you know, remember that the original mRNA vaccines were a series of two shots. And then we needed boosters on top of that. And in fact, we'll probably, with the current vaccines, we'll continue to need boosters, perhaps reformulated to account for new variants. Perhaps the current bivalent vaccines will suffice. But the thing is, we just don't know. And it's difficult, very difficult to predict. But FDA and the World Health Organization and CDC are currently discussing and debating whether or not they should recommend another dose of the current bivalent vaccine 6 months or more after the previous booster dose. And my guess is that they will recommend it, at least for people who are at high risk.
Yes, I wanted to be specific about that, Henry. I have had five vaccinations spaced out, starting in April of 2021 when it was first available. You know, you take a number, they communicated with you. It was all very elaborate, and it was administered by a National Guard unit in a parking lot that was empty. Strange days, Henry. But since then, I've followed the pattern of every 6 months, and I'm coming due for another one, my sixth. Is that now recommended for those of us who've been very careful these last years?
It's not yet formally recommended, but you can make appointments generally if you're moderately or extensively immunocompromised. And my interpretation of that is by age, by significant comorbidities, by chemotherapy, by history of radiation therapy, and so on. So I would guess that the formal recommendation for that, with clarity about who's included, will be with us soon. But I urge people, if they're in any of those categories that I just mentioned, to make an appointment and get another booster.
I'm speaking with Dr. Henry Miller about COVID-19 and the ongoing mysteries to be solved. Henry is a physician. He's a molecular biologist. He's the Glenn Swager Distinguished Fellow at the American Council on Science and Health. When we come back, we're going to look to what can go wrong and why right now. I live in a place where each morning I'm greeted by white-tailed deer. Is that an alarm? I'm John Batten.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush. Spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.